The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the second chapter. In the time of King Herod, Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea. Magi from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star in the east and have come to pray to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea. For so it has been written by the prophet, 'In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, and you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, and by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.' Then Herod secretly called for the Magi and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, 'Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me a word so that I may also go and pay him homage.' When they had heard the king, they set out, and there, ahead of them, went the star that they had seen in the east until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Please be seated. Greetings to you all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And for those who are following virtually, blessings to you all and a happy new year. I am under the weather today, so I'll apologize for my very bad voice, but I'm sure you can hear me quite well. So today we join many people across the world celebrating the festival commemorating the manifestation of the divine, or celebrating the Magi's encounter of the Lord Jesus Christ. The child born in Bethlehem of the Virgin Mary came not only for the people of Israel, represented by the shepherds of Bethlehem, but also for all humanity, represented today by the wise men from the east. It is on the Magi that we read today and their journey in search of the Messiah that the church today invites us to meditate and to pray. The sons of the East become prophets of the unsuspected and hidden glory, a promise of the glory's constraining power to the ends of the earth. And today we hear the leading of the star, What is this star? This star is the Lord's star, God's star, finds its significance in the one to whom it points and reflects the obscure child, the true king of the Jews, who appears not only in Jerusalem, not in the palace of the king, but in Bethlehem. Not under the eye of Herod and the Jewish leaders, but beneath the eye of heaven. And in him there is no temptation for a greedy eye, no promise of an earthly empire waiting to be seized. So we learn today the wise men point out to us the path of our journey through life. They sought the true light. By following the light, they sought the light. They set out in search of God. And having seen the sign of the star, they gasped the message and set forth a long journey. And it is the Holy Spirit who called them and prompted them to set out. During their journey, they were also to have a personal encounter with the true God. But whilst we talk about the star in this text today, we also need to understand that we are in a world riddled with fear. A world of devastating superstorms. A world of school massacres. And a world where innocents die every day of the gun violence and preventable illness and hunger. And in Matthew's story of the visit of the Magi and the subsequent slaughter of the innocents renders an accurate but also a difficult picture of the world. And that's the world we live in. And we see today this darker side of the story of Jesus' birth. Out of that dark side of this side of the world that I described, the promise that is precisely this world, God comes to it. And this is the people mastered by fear. And we often do unthinkable to each other and ourselves, but God comes to such an environment. And the gaping need that we have and bear, that God comes to remedy. My dear friends, Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us, the living, breathing, and vulnerable promise that God chose to come, to live and die for us as we are, so that in Christ's resurrection, we too might experience the newness of life. But our story of the church today began by the astrologers from the east. They follow the star that they have seen rising and come seeking for a new king. The presence of these learned wise men of another religion and worldview in the story of the birth of Jesus should not be underrated. Guided by the star, they come and offer homage to Jesus, driven by a purpose and a meaning that is beyond our comprehension. God concludes and God includes them in the story of salvation. They are an affirmation of the child Jesus' identity as God's anointed one and the coming king. But this story goes on to show us that the Magi is ultimately a tragic story of ruthless power and infanticide that is part of the context of the incarnation. What is often lost in both the cuteness and the tragedy of this story is the simple fact that Matthew has these visitors finding Christ the child by a way of astrology. And the arrival of these wandering astrologers signals that the reach of God's embrace is broadening considerably, that there is no longer insider and outsider, but that all are included in God's plan and this plan of salvation, we too included. All distinctions between people of different ethnicities and religions is dissolving. All are becoming one in Christ, and who knows what may change next. So one of the things is today we are celebrating the manifesting of the revelation of God in Christ Jesus. But I want to say to you this morning that God is still in the making. There are yet so many things that God will change and bring his glory to fruition. So Matthew's story of the Magi gives us the church to consider the possibility that one might come to faith in Jesus Christ through the means that are in themselves insufficient. God is able to work in and through a very alien form of faith. So there are some other religions or some other ways that we cannot even comprehend, but God can use them to bring us to the glory. There are so many stories in the Bible that I can tell you. One of them is Balaam's donkey. God made the people to understand God through a donkey. So even people of different religions can help us to understand God and to see God through them. Just like the wise men in this story. My friends, we are talking about the presence of God today, and the presence of these foreign people, probably even considered pagan or Gentiles, affirms that the limits of God's actions and activity is beyond any means, any limits we might want to construct ourselves. God uses our outsiders to affirm God's presence and Jesus' presence as God's ultimate insider in the world. And this is good news for all the people, everywhere. God's love transcends the boundaries even of our faith. So, following the light of the star, the story of the wise men helps us to bring the truth of God's love for the world to light. But the question that I may want to pose this morning, how well is the light shining? Is the light of the star that led the Magi still bright today? Are we part of the light? Or are we the light? The strangeness of the story and the clash of the cultures between the wise men and Herod are for me a confronting reminder that the current clash of cultures in which we find ourselves as a Christian community and raise that the question of how God's light might be continually shone into this dark world. But we are part of the light, and we are sent in different parts of our communities today to be the transmitters of that light. So in setting out on their journey, the Magi took the risk of cross boundaries. They traveled into another culture, into another land, and into God's presence. we will be willing to make such journeys ourselves in this new year. We need to be prepared to be like the Magi, to risk a journey out into the world following a star. And our star is Christ Jesus. So when we put ourselves in the places that are not comfortable, let me tell you something, don't be afraid, because the star is ahead of you. Just follow the star and everything will be all right. Be prepared, my dear friends. Be prepared also even to pay homage to the Christ, the child, and offering our gifts in a foreign culture. But here's something that I want to underline today. Mission and hospitality are not an easy thing. And both of them, hospitality and mission, when done wholeheartedly, are risk-taking adventures, requiring generosity of the Spirit, where we open ourselves to the other. Even though we can't be sure what that might lead us, and so often we do open up to the other, we find that God is present in that person or in that place or situation or an engagement. So you might want to ask me, like, can I find God in a homeless? Yes, you do. In a stranger? Yes, you do. So in the encounter with Mary and Joseph and the child Jesus, the Magi were overcome with joy. And this is where we are today. At the Epiphany, the joy. And I'm sure we are gathered here because we are overcome. We are also overwhelmed by the joy of the child Jesus. And the next thing, what we do because of that joy is to offer our treasures as a way to pay the homage to Jesus. But there's one small thing that I want us to understand this morning. The Magi rejected the great temptation of smallness. I will tell you something. In my culture, you go and kneel or bow to an elder. So I go to Pastor Kerry, I kneel when I greet. That's my culture. When you meet an elderly person, you kneel down or you bow. Women bow, kneel, the men bow to an elder as a sign of respect. And the Magi, in this culture, it was the same. You only bow for a king, for an elder. But we see the Magi bowing to the child, because there was something in him, greatness in him. It was not just a child. It was God Himself. My dear friends, the Magi fell down and worshipped him, offering him their precious symbolic gifts. And that's why we give gifts even today during Christmas. This is where the tradition begins. So led by the Spirit, they come to realize that God's criteria are quite different from those of men. That God does not manifest himself in the power of this world, but speaks to us in the humbleness of his love. The wise men are thus models of the conversion to the true faith, since they believed more in the goodness of God than in the apparent splendor of power. And so we can ask ourselves, what is the mystery in which God is hidden? Where can I find him? My dear friends, as I said earlier on, We have this question today. Where can we find God? Where can we find the child? In communities that are corrupt. All around us, we see wars. We see the exploitation of children in some parts of the world. Torture. Trafficking of arms. Trafficking of persons. But I have got the answer for that, my friends. In all these realities, in these, the list of our brothers and sisters who are suffering these difficult situations, there is Jesus. The crib points us to the path of God's self-abasement, his glory concealed in the manger of Bethlehem, on the cross upon the Calvary, and each of the suffering brothers and sisters across the world. My friends, let us ask the Lord to let us undergo the same journey of conversion experienced by the wise men. Let us ask him to protect us and to set us free from the temptations which we hide this time. To let us always feel the troubling questions. Where is this star? Where is the child to be born King of the Jews? Wherever amidst the deceptions of this world we lose our sight, to let us know even and to renew us and to see God's mystery, which points to a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger. And as a people, seeking also to encounter Jesus' presence in the world around us. And here, let us also prepare our hearts for joy. And let us be prepared to be overwhelmed by that same joy and to share our encounters with God as good news to the world. May God bless us all and a happy new year. Amen.